News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
I woke up this morning, Ciara. I checked the newspapers, as I always do, over a cup of tea and a bit of porridge, and I thought, oh my God, are we actually back in 2003? Are we back in the Celtic Tiger? This is like benchmarking all over again. We're going to now, it seems, reward everyone for the pandemic. Not just like the frontline workers who, as you very correctly described, cleaning up whatever.
Secretions,
yeah. Yes, nicely put. Without wearing any equipment at the start. But everybody, including, it seems, some of the public sector workers, I'm not having to go at them, this just is the way it was, who stayed at home, who had to stay at home, who worked from home during the pandemic, or people who, like us, came to work but weren't in any particular danger. I mean, we came to work every day. It was a little nerve-wracking at first because we didn't know, we didn't really understand the pandemic. But with hindsight, it wasn't a dangerous thing to do. We don't deserve a bonus for that. And nor does everyone in the public service deserve a bonus for that. Some people do. But we have a government who are talking about that. They're talking about cutting taxes. They're talking about raising spending at the same time. That's why I think, incredibly, after all we went through in the noughties and the pain and the agony and the suffering it caused people and the bankrupting of the country effectively, we are, it seems, back to doing all that again. It's folly and it's incredible. It is incredible. It is like benchmarking. It is benchmarking all over again. Like, do we ever bloody learn in this country? I am not sure we do. Auction politics is back. And you know what the really depressing thing is? And this is where we need to look at ourselves, Ciara. Like, it'll work. Like, the government...
Do you think?
The government... I do. The government...
Depending on how long between this budget and the election.
Yeah, but the government is trying to buy voters and it'll bloody well work because we want politicians to buy our votes. That's what we're interested in. We're like pigs at the trough.
But I think the argument was, if we're rewarding everyone, we're actually rewarding no one because we have to pay for it. And also, if there is one for everyone...
You're absolutely right, but we don't see it like that. It's just like, gimme, gimme, gimme. We don't actually see about who's actually stumping up the cost, which of course is us. And the cost will be even bigger if the wheels come off the train again or come off the bus again, which undoubtedly they will if we keep going.
Well, let us ask the people out there what they think. Is Shane right? Are we back to the semi-heady days of the Celtic Tiger? Are you worried it's going to all end in tears? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or tweet us at NT Breakfast. And staying on this very topic now, I am joined by Tony Fitzpatrick, Director of Industrial Relations at the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Tony, I have no doubt that the INMO are looking for something for their members. I said very clearly yesterday that I would actually support frontline healthcare workers getting something. But if it is one for everyone in the audience, is that really rewarding frontline workers if everyone gets the same? Is Shane right? Is this benchmarking all over again?
Well, I heard Shane use the word folly. And I think to a certain extent he's right. The reality is that the health sector unions have been looking for special recognition of healthcare workers since last November. And every other jurisdiction, including Northern Ireland, recognised their healthcare workers over a year ago. So Macron did it in France last September, September 12 months, recognised their healthcare workers. They did it quickly. They were decisive. What we've had is we've had tried to engage with the HSE since last November. They've been dilly-dallying. The government's been dilly-dallying on this issue. And now it's kind of blowing up in their face as they come up to the budget. The issue of the bank holiday, I know Ireland is well behind other European countries with 9 bank holidays compared to others that have 15. But that issue of the bank holiday came up in discussions back in March, where we outlined to the HSE and to the department officials that were there, if you want to do something for everyone to recognise the pandemic, that's fine if you're thinking of that. We're here before you with a claim about healthcare workers.
Yes.
And stepped up to the mark and went into
And Tony, that's what I want to ask you about. You're talking about special recognition. Well, if everyone's recognised and you're recognised as well, that's hardly special recognition, is it?
No. And what we've said is healthcare workers have to be looked after. They went in, remember what...
And not
what
to put too fine a point on it, do you want, and I'm not arguing that this is necessarily unfair or anything, but do you want to see healthcare workers rewarded in addition to whatever reward anyone else is getting, as opposed to just everyone getting the same?
Yes, Ciara. And all along we said that healthcare workers need to be recognised. So if the government is planning something for everyone, they need to be conscious that for healthcare workers, there's a live claim before them. We were in the WRC on two occasions, and the employer said, oh, we're going to work out the figures on that. The next day they came back and said, we can't do anything. This is a government decision. And the Labour Court has clearly told them now they need to get into the room with the trade unions and negotiate an arrangement for healthcare workers. They've done it everywhere else in Europe 1 year ago. And this niffle-naffling on the part of the
Now, they haven't given anything like 10 days. They've given stuff like 500 quid to people in the north. But nonetheless, I appreciate what you're saying. But what I want to ask you is this. Is supposing, because I'm looking at the papers this morning and the kites that are being flown are things like, yes, a bank holiday, like retail workers and bus drivers and everybody largely throughout the public sector maybe being, I suppose, recognised in the same way as healthcare workers. If that happens, if everyone gets something, what will healthcare workers do if they don't get something more than anyone else? What are you going to do?
Well, the reality as it stands now, Ciara, is that the morale is very low. Everybody's running on empty. They're really just running on fumes. They've gone through this pandemic. It's been very traumatic for them. They're looking at this government and saying, what in the name of God is wrong with them? Why can't they recognise the contribution that we're making? The level of cooperation. So we rolled out the largest vaccination programme in the history of the state. Testing and tracing, all of these things were set up within a context of no infrastructure, inadequate. Indeed, the estates of the HSE have done a report, which they won't share with us, which shows that their infrastructure is appalling and doesn't protect staff with regards to an airborne pathogen like COVID-19. So our members have gone in without capacity, without resources. They opened up additional ICU beds. They converted theatres into ICUs. They did everything that was asked of them. And the reality is that there's a massive price this government and the HSE is going to pay with an exodus of staff if they don't deal with this issue quickly. And unfortunately, they're 1 year behind every other country.
Let me bring in Professor Edgar Morgenroth, from Professor of Economics at DCU. Edgar, you see the way the wind is blowing in the newspapers from what we're hearing. The INMO and some of the other healthcare unions have made a claim for special recognition, but it looks like the government may bottle that, in fact, and give special recognition to most of the public sector, maybe other groups as well, like retail workers, or at least attempt to do something for everyone rather than recognising a small group. What do you make of it?
Good morning. I find it difficult to begrudge those who actually faced risks, particularly early on in the pandemic, some kind of bonus. And I think that would be general feeling. But what we're now seeing is something much, much wider. And of course, you have to try and define who actually faced risks, who actually went beyond sort of reasonable call. And there may well be quite a lot of people. And that may actually be something that we've seen previously in other areas that would never got recognized. What I hear there from the nurses is really more general industrial relations claim rather than a bonus, which typically in other countries was in the hundreds of euros, a one-off payment. And a one-off payment is okay in an economic sense because it doesn't recur. What I'm hearing there is that there's claim for something that is actually going to recur, and then it's no longer a bonus, and then it's something completely different. In terms of the general public, a bonus for everyone, well, you cannot subsidize yourself. It comes in from one pocket and goes into the other. It's not really a bonus at all. In so far as we are borrowing for that, it's even worse. So I would worry about that.
And Edgar, myself and Shane were talking at the start of the show and saying, if you're rewarding everyone, you're rewarding no one because it's coming from the public purse, really. Can we afford to do this?
I don't think so. And for the simple reason that we have a multitude of very serious demands on the public purse. We have a housing crisis that absolutely needs solving and which requires us to spend public money. I don't think we're going to get it solved any other way. We have a climate crisis also, which again, that transition is going to cost us money and some of it will be public money. We do have a problem in the health service. Again, we know that will require investment in extra ICU capacity and extra beds and so on. That's going to cost us money. if you spend the money on a bonus, that is money you don't have for those crises. And the question is, what's
and
the better thing?
Lastly, Edgar, are you surprised at this? I mean, you know, this wasn't the way that particularly Fine Gael with the Department of Finance ran the country up until very recently, pre-pandemic. But now it does appear that, you know, spending is the order of the day. Are you surprised at this shift? Do you see it as populist? Do you see it as electioneering?
I think there's a political problem that when you try and recognize one group, you know, what are the criteria which you set to recognize them? You know, which part of even the health service, not every part of the health service was equally affected by COVID. I am pretty sure some parts were not affected at all. Do you recognize everyone? If you recognize those that had to deal with COVID, well, there might be people in other parts of the public sector, and indeed, like was mentioned, the people in the shops who kept on working throughout, you know, they did definitely faced risks. Where do you draw the line? And it seems that it might be politically more expedient not to draw the line. And that, I think, is okay, what's driving this, rather than any sort of real kind of rationale about recognising what really was a risk.
All right, I think Shane is correct. We are back to 2003 by the looks of things. Look, thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Tony Fitzpatrick, their Director of Industrial Relations at the INMO, and Professor Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU.